Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. The season is well underway. Skeletons of Vivian Lyne joining us on the phone line with a big weekend coming up. Melissa McCurley joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great, Melissa. Boy, it has been busy for the Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. We've got so much to talk about this morning. First off, how did the weekend go at the farm with Hill Manor Farms? Looks like it was great.
You know, the weekend was an absolute huge success. People had so much fun. It was the dairy farmers and Hill Manor Farms, Frank and Heather Luigi, and the dairy farmers, the organizing committee up there, just did such a phenomenal job organizing this event. Everything was so well done. I mean, in terms of the skeletons, all we had to do was have all of our bones show up, and they looked after everything, and it was amazing. There was 2,000 people that showed up at this event.
Oh, my goodness. And Operation Smile Canada, great cause, and we're part of this event.
That's right. And we had the representative, Candy, from her name's Candy Keeler. She was down from Operation Smile. And people were so generous at this event. We raised $5,500.05. Like, it was just unbelievable. And 29 children will have their lives changed as a result of the community's generosity.
Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. Well, of course, the online and the in-person or in-skeleton displays continue. And there's something involving bagpipes today. Is that still a go?
It's still a go, weather permitting, but it sounds like the rain will be cleared out by the evening. So the Stratford Police Pipe Band is going to come here tonight and have a practice on the front lawn with the skeletons and teach them how to use the bagpipes. So I already have a large drum in the garage, and the skeletons have been banging on it a little bit during the night, trying to, you know, tune up. But it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm thrilled that they're coming out to do this with us.
Oh, that is awesome. So that's Stratford Police Pipes and Drums. And what time is that for this evening, weather permitting?
Weather permitting, it so it's going to start at 6:45, and their band practice will be for about a half an hour or so.
Oh, that is great. And that's, of course, at 3217 Vivian Lyne, Stratford. And there's also a contest that's going on, Melissa.
Oh, it's amazing. So we put it out there to the schools about getting ideas for our Halloween finale, because you and I had discussed this before, that the idea well has actually run dry, and I didn't have any ideas what I'm going to do for the Halloween finale. So I put it out to the schools, and we're still reviewing all the entries, but they submitted all these great charts and diagrams, and kids sent in photos of, like, drew pictures of how we should do it, and people came up with some really fabulous, creative ideas. I'm so pleased with the response.
Oh, that's great. And you had students from Bedford Public School dropping by.
Oh, that was so cool yesterday. I looked outside, and there was all of a sudden all these students walking up the sidewalk. So the skeletons, I went outside with our skeleton stickers for all the students, and we had a really nice chat about why the skeleton started, and the importance of farming in our community, and where milk comes from. And the students gave the skeletons lots of ideas for what we could add to our farm that's now located here at Skeleton Headquarters.
And it's been both online and sort of the displays continuing on Vivian Lyne, but it's kind of been fun to see the skeletons out and about in our community.
The skeletons love going out and about in the community, and it's just a nice way for the skeletons to interact with some people and the community and different businesses. And we have a really great story that the skeletons are going to share with one of the local businesses here Friday and Saturday. The skeletons have gone out for some pre-Halloween fun at one of the local businesses, and we're really excited to show those photos.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, we're heading into a big weekend with Halloween on Monday. Melissa, are you ready for that?
We are ready for that. So we have to figure out this skeleton finale very soon. But what we're going to do is we're going to do a whole Halloween finale out here this weekend. So parents can bring their kids Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and the kids can wear their costumes, come trick-or-treating, get their pictures taken with the skeletons, come out and have some fun. Operation Smile representative will be here one of the days, either Saturday or Sunday, whichever day has the best weather. And then we're going to be have trick-or-treating again on Monday, Halloween night, from 5 to 9. And the main reason why we're doing it for a weekend is it is difficult for parents, you know, to get the kids dressed up. There's so many houses that they want to see on Halloween night. So this way it just gives parents something to do on the weekend when the kids want to dress up and wear their costumes. And so it just sort of spaces out Halloween festivities a little bit more for parents and makes it easier for them, we feel.
Well, you've certainly done that with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne, with 13 days of Halloween fun and so much more. And again, Melissa, thank you so much for these great displays and so much fun with the community. And I know, gosh, the comments on social media, just people really appreciating this and enjoying this each and every season. SkeletonsofVivianLyne.com is the website for details. Melissa, before we let you go, anything else? Of course, people can still make donations to Operation Smile.
Yes, they can. So they can do donations online through the website, through the Donate Now button. We have a donation box out front in front of the house, and we'll have lots of skeleton T-shirts for sale this week. They can order them online or come this weekend and pick them up. And the Dairy Farmers created an amazing shirt, a Smile Tour T-shirt, and that'll be on sale as well. With all the proceeds from the shirts go to Operation Smile. So that is one of the big ways we raise money for Operation Smile. And I just want to say, you know, the skeletons, their whole goal every day is to make people smile and laugh. But we really are trying to promote Halloween as a very creative, fun holiday. And in turn, we also get to change the lives of all these little children who so desperately need a smile in their lives as well.
And there you go. Well said. Melissa McCurley with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. Melissa, as always, it's been a pleasure. Have an amazing Halloween weekend coming up.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Appreciate it.